the Small Town Big Dreams podcast, where I team up with business owners in small towns to improve their marketing locally and online.
When I meet a small business owner in regular day-to-day interactions and I tell them what I do, I always get the same first sentence. Oh, so you do Facebook and stuff, right? Oh, good, girl. I need your help with my Facebook page. It's the same thing every single time. I know it can be hard to navigate the ever-changing world of Facebook, but the good news is it doesn't have to be hard. Marketers have made it hard by making you think that you need to do 1,001 things to speak to your customer base online, but you don't. Let me say that again. You don't have to do everything. How freeing is that? And here's another fact that'll free your soul. It doesn't have to consume your entire day either. The time it takes to drink a cup of coffee before it gets cold. Well, okay, let's be honest. That never happens, am I right? It's always cold. But seriously, in 10 minutes a day, you can be relevant, increase sales, and keep yourself top of mind for your customers. I'm going to share with you 5 simple yet effective steps to get you working on your Facebook page and have it working for your business. Number 1, a weekly Facebook page update. 2, updating your cover image regularly and using it as real estate for marketing yourself. 3, simple, consistent posting schedule that works for your type of business. 4, integrating simple videos that either have your face on them or don't. It's up to you. And 5, boosting your big posts and how to use your boosting dollars most effectively. That doesn't sound so bad, right? Good. Okay. So let's dive in and let me show you how to do Facebook your way. Number 1, your Facebook page checkup. Okay, the first thing you need to do when you get to Facebook is look at your profile picture. Is your profile picture either your logo or your face? Your profile picture does not need to be your storefront. It does not need to be a picture of your store like in wide angle, because here's the thing, the profile picture on the computer is small. Next to a comment is super small, and on a cell phone is minuscule. You can't even really tell what it is. So your profile picture needs to be your logo and the plainest version of your logo that you've got, or it needs to be your face if you're the face of your company. Now, attached to your profile picture is a description. Whenever you go to your Facebook page and you click on your profile picture, it should bring up your picture and then a box where you can type. You should always put something right there. It's SEO searchable, it provides more information to people, and you should always have your website linked in there as well. So make sure that you've got the right profile picture and you have something typed in there describing your business, describing who you are, and how to get in touch with you. 2, our story. There is a new section on Facebook called Your Story. This is where you can put a picture other than your cover photo and you can describe your story. Social media nowadays for businesses is all about stories. How did you come to be? Why do you do what you do? What keeps you going? Why you love your customers? It's all about your story and who you are and you being vulnerable to your customer base. So the more you put into that section, the better it will be. So go to that section, type something out, and you don't have to make it perfect the first time. Just type a simple paragraph. Then the next week when you do your checkup again, add a little bit to it, and then add a little bit more. Next is your about section. Every week you need to go and make sure that your about section has the correct phone number, correct address, correct office hours for that week. Because when somebody looks you up on Facebook and it says your store is open and they drive to your store and your store is closed, they're going to be angry. You need to make sure that if you're going to be closed at any time during that week, you put it on your office hours. That's why I'm putting this in the weekly checkup. Sure, your address, your phone number, your email, those things aren't going to change on a weekly basis, but you need to go there on a weekly basis and just check up and make sure nothing is going to change that week. Okay, the last thing is the store or services tabs. On the left side of your computer Facebook page, you have a menu with different options, and if you have your Facebook page set up as a store, then it'll say store. And if you're set up as a service-based business, it'll have services. That's where you can put products that are in your store, where the link is to it online so people can purchase online or look through your catalog.
If you are a service-based business, that's where people can go and read about the services that you offer. So you need to make sure you have those filled out and they're not blank. Because if you're registered as a store or a service-based business, you're going to have those tabs and then people are going to click on them and they're going to be blank. You need to put information there. So that's number one, your weekly Facebook page checkup. Number two, using your cover photo as ad real estate. Okay, so here's the deal. Your cover photo is at the top of your Facebook page. On a computer, it's pretty big. On a mobile, it's a little bit smaller, but it's still a pretty big piece of real estate, just like a sign right outside your store, okay? Number one, do not be afraid to change this often, because here's the deal. Every time you change your cover photo, it sends everyone who likes your page an alert that says that you've updated that picture. So every time you change it, more people are gonna see it. So don't be afraid to change it because it's totally fine. Here's some ideas for things you can do with that cover photo. You can use it to promote a sale. So you can put whatever is on sale, like right now it's February 6th, so we have Valentine's Day coming up. So you can put your Valentine's Day, you know, buy one dozen roses, get another dozen half off sale in your cover photo. You can promote events if a restaurant has specials coming up for Valentine's Day. You can put that event in your cover photo. And now you can make cover photos be videos, so that would be even better, a moving ad at the top of your page at all times. Imagine that. You can, whenever you get new products into the store, you can take some pictures of those and make a collage and put them at the top of your Facebook page. Any services that you offer, or if you get a new service that you offer, or you change something, or the price changes, make those into some sort of graphic and put that as your cover photo. Obviously, every time that a new holiday comes around, if you want to change your cover photo with your branding on the photo, you don't just want like a Merry Christmas photo, but if you put some sort of message or branding on there from your company and has your logo on it, then that is going to be powerful. And making sure that you're conveying the way that your company celebrates certain holidays. Christmas holidays is one thing that comes to mind. You know, if you are a Jewish family and you celebrate Hanukkah, put that on your Facebook page because that's a part of who you are. And next thing is local support. So if you have a team, let's say a football team in your town that are going to the state playoffs, make a graphic that says, "Go team, go, we support you, Red Hawks." You can do that on your cover photo and show your support for your local team. Not only will it build morale around your town, but it also shows that you're taking notice of local events and you're contributing to your community, which is so, so important. And then the last thing you could do is create testimonials, people talking, people doing, you know, it just typed out beside people's pictures, testimonials that you've gotten either online. You can take them from Google. You can take them from Yelp. You can take them from Facebook. You can have actual people that have come into your store and told you something. And if it's powerful, type that out on a graphic and put it up on your Facebook page. Anytime you change your cover photo, it's going to alert people that maybe don't go to your actual Facebook page very often because, you know, we see things in the news feed, but we don't necessarily go to business pages that often. So that prompts them to see something that's new on your page in your newsfeed. So that's number two, something you can do on a weekly basis. Doesn't take very long, but it has a big impact. Number three is consistency. It's posting on a regular basis based on what your company does. So for example, you can post once a week. If you post once a week, you gotta make it really, really good. It's gotta be eye-catching, probably a video, or even better, a Facebook Live of yourself and something with your store. And it needs to have some sort of call to action. Come on in, click on this link, register here, go there. It needs to have all of those things packed in. But if you do that once a week, that will have enough impact that you don't need to fill the news feeds every day of the week or several times a day. If you make it good once a week, I think it's good. I recommend posting 2 to 3 times a week, like a Tuesday, Thursday, or a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That way you can show consistency. You're popping up every once in a while, but you're not overwhelming yourself or your audience. You can post 3 to 7 times a week. So if you want to boost it up, or you can do every day, or you can do 5 days a week and skip the weekends, whatever. Make sure that you're being relevant every single time, because when you get up to 3, 4, 5 posts a week, and then if you're exceeding that and doing 7 to 10 to 12 to 14, your posts are probably not getting the engagement that it needs, and they're going to start being buried. Because I don't know if you guys have heard, I'm hooked into the online what's going on with social media world, but if you are not, then the last 2 weeks there have been a huge news released from Facebook that they are going to promote more friends and family type posts, and the only business page posts that they're going to show are ones with true, authentic engagement, meaning there has to be a conversation back and forth between the person who owns the page and other people, or other people amongst themselves. So if you post a picture every Monday with a cat with a coffee mug, and nobody ever likes it or responds to it or says anything or shares it, then that post isn't going to be seen anymore. You might as well not even do it, because it's just not going to count. So if you're going to post once a week, make it great. Here, 2 to 3 times a week, make sure that you're doing things that are asking questions or engaging in conversation or getting people's opinions, so that you get those likes and shares and comments, not clickbaity like this if you love the color blue, not stuff like that, more actual true conversations. 3 to 7 times a week, make sure you're being relevant. It's okay to do it if you have something good to say. Just make sure you're being relevant. If you're going to do more than 7 a week, I don't think you guys that are actually watching this are the kind of people that post more than once a day, but just in case, make sure you're doing quality over quantity. If it doesn't have a high quality engagement potential, don't even do it, because you're wasting your time. So I say just do one thing every day. I'm going to give you some ideas for things that you can do on, like, if you're going to post 5 days a week. You don't have to do all these. If you want to just do Monday or just do Tuesday, then just pick and choose what works for you. But I'm going to give you some ideas. So I have here, maybe on a Monday, tell your audience via video or a photo with text on it what you did last weekend, and then ask your audience what they did. What that's going to do is A, bring your audience in closer to you. It's going to share you being vulnerable about your family or your dog or your travel or what you like to do. Audiences love that. They want to get to know you. So share that with them. And then in return, you're asking them what they did. And so they get to participate in the conversation, talk to each other about where they went, what they did, or even ask questions. Hey, I'm going here the next weekend. Or they see someone who went somewhere that they're going the next weekend and asking them questions. That's the kind of stuff Facebook loves. So do things like that. Maybe on a Tuesday, share a promotion that you have going. You could walk around the store showing what you have for sale on video. You don't have to show your face, just talk. Show whatever is on sale with your phone. Talk about it. This is how much it is. This is how many maximum you can get for the sale on the sale, and be done. Share that. Post a buy one, get one graphic, and then invite people into the store. Ask people if they have questions about the buy one, get one, or ask them if they have questions about what you said was on sale. And then invite them to share the post with their friends. Share with a friend who also loves to buy one, get one free of this or that. So you're showing them what's going on. You're inviting them to come in, and you're asking them to share. So that's a good, solid post, even if you're just going to do it once a week. Okay, so on a Wednesday, share a struggle that you're having and ask for tips on how to deal. So for example, if you're having new windows installed in your store and it's starting to rain and you're like, what is going to happen? Go on Facebook and make a post or a video or do a boomerang from your phone about the rain and say, we're supposed to be having this done, but now it's raining. What are we going to do? people will chime in and give you tips on how to deal with the rain while your windows are open. People care about other people and they will help you, and that will boost engagement of this post and it will bring people closer to you. Another idea on that same line is if you have a shipment of something that people have been waiting for and it's late, go on there and explain what's happened. Hey, this shipment of XYZ product, I know you guys have been waiting, but I called today and this is what they said and it should be here at this time. I'll get on here as soon as it gets, as soon as it gets to the store, I'll get online and let you guys know. You can come on down and get it. That way you're preempting any customer service complaints by letting them know what's going on. So then an idea for a Thursday, for example, share a win for the week, something that's happened cool, and ask the audience to share their wins too. So if you get a new product in, if you have a client success story, let's say you have a service-based business and you have a client come in that has this really awesome story about how you helped them or how the company that you work for helped them, that would be a great thing to share online. It could be something as simple as you got a new cute little plant for your desk. Take a picture of it and show them. Something as simple as that, just to invite people into your life. Friday, I always like hashtag Friday Fun Day. Show yourself being fun. Show yourself having fun at the office. Ask what fun is coming up for your audience over the weekend. If you have an office party, if you have a going away party, if you have a retirement party, if somebody's getting married, if somebody's having a baby, those are all so fun to share online. Make sure to snap some pictures and share it. If you don't have anything like that coming on, turn the tunes up in your store and video your employees dancing around. I know, it seems silly, but you know what? People love it. So show your employees, show how much you appreciate them, how much you love them, how much fun it is to work at your place of business. And then the last thing, this kind of goes with the cover photo thing, but also show your support for your local sports team. If they have a game coming up in the evening and you know about it, shout out your support to them. It'll be awesome. So in summary, all of these things are just showing you how to interact with your audience the same way you would if they walked directly in front of you into your place of business. The more you show them, the more they know, like, and trust. Know, like, and trust. You've probably heard that a million times, but it's true, so we got to keep saying it. The more you show them who you are and what you stand for, the more they will know, like, and trust you. So that's number three. Okay, so number four is videos. And I already hear the voices screaming at me through my computer screen right now. I hate being on video. I don't want to be on video. I don't want to show my face. Okay, fine. I'm going to speak to people who don't mind being on video first. If you don't mind being on video, you like the way you look, you like the way you talk, you're not embarrassed about showing your face online, Do Facebook Lives. It will send an alert to your audience, not just in the newsfeed with an algorithm that only certain people see. No, it'll send an alert to every single person who likes your business page that you are online, right then making a video. That is the best way to do it. And then after it's over, you can download it, edit it, add graphics, do all kinds of crazy things with it, and make it into an even better finished, polished video. But the Facebook Live is the way to go. It has the biggest reach. Okay, also, if you don't mind people hearing you talk, but you don't want to show your face, you can still do a Facebook Live. You just turn the camera on your phone around and show things in your store or show things outside or wherever it is that you are, that where you want to talk. And you can talk and people can hear you, but they're not necessarily looking at your face, so it's not quite as nerve-wracking. Okay, so after a Facebook Live, you can also take advantage of your employees. I speak to a lot of people who tell me they don't want to do video, and I say, what about Anne that works in the office? Have you asked her? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, what are employees for if not to do things that you don't want to do, right? As a business owner, that's kind of your MO. You're like, yeah, I hired somebody to do the extra stuff that I didn't want to do or didn't have time to do, right? That's what employees are for. just ask your employees, because a lot of times they'll say, yeah, sure, I don't mind. And they'll make the video for you, and that would be fantastic also. Like I said, you can always turn a camera around, show your store, you talking, but not necessarily showing your face, and that's just fine for a video. And the last way is you can use programs that use text or text and photos, different programs like Animoto or Ripple or Adobe Spark, those kind of programs online that you can make a video. You could insert pictures that will put them on Facebook at a higher level than a still photo. Because the way that the Facebook hierarchy works is you've got status update at one level, just words. You have links is another level. Then you have photos. Then you have videos. And then you have Facebook Live right at the very top. So you can still make videos and post them online without it actually having to be your face or anything from your camera. You can make them. Those take a little more time, whereas a Facebook Live is like spur of the moment, takes you 10 minutes, maybe even 5 minutes, and you're done. So those are the ways that you can use video. Don't kill me, I'm just the messenger. All right, let's move on to number 5. Boost your big posts. Okay, so there's 3 ways to look at this. One, you wanna boost posts that do extra well. Okay, so what you'll do is you'll go to your Facebook page. At the very top, you have page, inbox, notifications, insights, publishing tools. Click on publishing tools. Then it'll show you all of the posts that you have published all the way down. So what it'll do is it'll show you the name of the post or whatever it was, the reach, and the number of clicks or actions. If you have a post, let's say within the last week or so, that got a whole bunch of reach and a whole bunch of clicks, you want to boost that post. And it has a conveniently located boost post button right there in the side. You can do it from there. So what that'll do is it'll take something that people liked, commented on, shared, and it will boost it further out into new audiences or into your already audience, whichever way you want to boost it. I like to do friends of people who responded to it just so it shows so-and-so like this already that they already know. But that's one way to boost a post, is by taking already successful posts from your page and spreading them out a little bit further. Two, posts that you want to make sure that all of your customers see. So something that's really important, like a sale, an announcement, something that you want to make sure that all your customers see, you would want to boost that. And I would even suggest, this is another topic for another day, I would even suggest taking that and making a full-blown ad out of it, not just a boost. But like I said, that's another thing for another day. But if you want to make sure that all your customers on your page see a certain post or announcement or sale or whatever, you'd want to boost that one. And then number 3, posts that you want to people other than your current audience to see. So posts that maybe people did see and maybe didn't react with a whole bunch, but you want a different audience to see them. Maybe you want to do a mirrored audience, like to the rest of the country. So not necessarily friends of people who are your audience, but people that are like your audience in other parts of the country. This would be especially important if you have an online store as well as a physical location, because what you can do is you can market to people that are in your local market and then take that and boost it out to link to your website, where people that are just like your local market that normally come and see your posts, people just like those people all over the world, all over the country, all over the world, will see and go and buy this thing from your online store. So that's another way that you can boost your big posts. So those are 3 ways to use Facebook to boost and push things out a little bit further. Okay, so I hope this has been helpful. Hopefully you see that you don't have to post every day. You don't have to boost every post. You don't have to do anything. Do things your way, the way that your business asks you to do it, meaning if it's okay for your audience that they see something every single day from you, or they need to see something every single day from you, then do it. If you have the kind of business where once a week I kind of check in with them and they'll respond to that, but they won't respond more than once a week to the things that you post, then just post once a week. Do Facebook your way. Do your weekly Facebook checkup. Update your cover image. Have a posting schedule. Make simple videos and boost those big posts, and you will be winning at Facebook. It's that simple. To connect with me or get more support from people just like you, join my Facebook group, Small Town Marketing. Thanks. Have a great day.